Well, hello and welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and for the next hour we'll be playing some bluegrass music that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. I enjoyed putting it together for you, so let's hope that you will also have a good time listening to it. This week, we've just had Easter, and on Thursday we celebrate Anzac Day in New Zealand, which is commemorating a great loss during the First World War. And the togetherness of the Australian and the New Zealand troops, they became the Anzacs. And it's just a time when we remember the wars we've been involved in, remember the sacrifices that people have made, and the difficulties of war in a country. And so I might be playing a couple of tunes that are reminiscent of I suppose, war songs. I'll be playing some gospel songs, which is very easy to do. I love doing that. And in between, we'll be having some other things that I think you'll enjoy, especially a little bit of the live Dillards, which I'll tell you about when I get closer to the time. So we might hear out the tune. This is a tune called Soaring on the Strings. Then we're going to hear songs from the Stanley Gospel Tradition. Bass lick at the end of that tune. Soaring on the Strings. Stanley Gospel Tradition are a bunch of musicians that really respect the Stanley Brothers sound and their gospel music, and they've put together, they've got different lead singers in various songs, and I'm going to play two songs really. Purple Robe, which has got Junior Sisk singing the lead vocal, Dan Tominski on mandolin, Tim Austin on rhythm guitar, James Allen Shelton on lead guitar, Craig Smith on banjo, Barry Bales on bass, and Aubrey Haney on fiddle. Pretty much the same band for Cry from the Cross, but it's got Charlie Sizemore singing the lead vocal. And they do a great job of the Stanley Brothers gospel songs. So I'd like you to listen to this. First off, Purple Robe, then Cry from the Cross.
It's the story so unkind in the holy book we find, and it tells how Jesus stood alone one day, false accused and they're condemned, yet they found no fault in him, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, oh the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. In the common judgment hall he was mocked and scorned by all, tears of sorrow fell upon his cheeks. Soldiers of the wicked man smote him with their evil hand, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, oh the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Words of truth that day was planned from the lips of Pilate came. In this man I find no reason he should die, but the multitudes then cried, let him now be crucified, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, oh shame for me he bore as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe, the man who wore the scarlet purple.
One morning in Jerusalem about the break of dawn, a great trial was in session. They tried to bless him, Lord. They scorned him and they mocked him. They made him carry the cross. On top of Calvary Mountain, they crucified my Lord. Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross.
Forgive him, blessed Father. He died upon the cross. Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from harm.
Peter, he denied him at that awful trial at night. He said he never knew him, it was an awful sight. He looked upon St. Peter with eyes of perfect love. St. Peter's heart was broken, he prayed to God alone. Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross.
Forgive him, blessed Father, he died upon the cross. Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from loss.
Crying, Father, it is finished, and he bowed his head and died. The world's left in darkness, the graves were open wide. An earthquake shook Jerusalem, the dead walked into town. The multitudes were frightened, God's wrath came pouring down. Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross.
Forgive and bless him, Father, he died upon the cross. Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world.
A couple of great songs there commemorating Easter, really, and I hope you enjoyed those. We're going to hear from Mike Garris next. I have a pretty old CD of his, and I first saw Mike Garris at the Mountain Grass Festivals in Australia, and he was playing with Chris Henry Band, and I came across this CD of Mike's songs recorded about 25 years ago. And it's got some great songs on it. Mike has written many of them. He's a fine guitar player and evidently plays almost anything. He was playing guitar for Chris Henry. And here he is with helping him out. Mike plays guitar and does the lead vocals. Mark McGlashan on mandolin. Mike Munford on banjo. John Glick on fiddle. David Hooper on bass. George Garris on harmony vocals. And John Garris on harmony vocals. So obviously from a musical family. Then in the second track, he's got David Grisman on mandolin and Ronnie McCoury on mandolin, as well as the others as before. And we got two songs. First one, It's Been a Long Time Coming. That's the name of the CD as well. And the second one is Tattered Window Shade. Here's Mr. Mike Garris.
It's been a long time coming, you finally got your way. You wanted me to hang around and wait for you to call. Now I'm finally going out. I'm gonna have myself a ball. It's been a long time coming. I'm leaving you today. It's been a long time coming. You finally got your way. And I'm working and I got you off my mind. Quit drinking and thinking about you all the time. It's been a long time coming. I'm leaving you today. It's been a long time coming. You finally got your way. Your way. Well, I finally got my way. Well, the room, it smells of perfume and the bed remains unmade. Sunlight's coming through a hole in the tattered window shade. In your picture on the dresser, it doesn't seem to look the same. All I have are memories, heartaches and pain. Our senseless words of anger seem to echo through my mind, while images of love and you are taking up my time. I realize I was wrong and I apologize, but the words drift off to nowhere and you're not by my side. Where the room, it smells of perfume and the bed remains unmade. Sunlight's coming through a hole in the tattered window shade, and your picture on the dresser, it doesn't seem to look the same. All I have are memories, heartaches and pain. Snow together make a promise when real. As the end of promise summer made a pleading lover kneel. It was an instant and an ending, an outcome I can't change. Yet you found another like me. Can life really be so strange? Well, the room, it smells of perfume and the bed remains unmade. Sunlight's coming through a hole in the tattered window sheet, and your pictures on the dresser, they don't seem the same. And all I have are memories, heartache and pain. And the bed remains unmade. Sunlight's coming through a hole in the tattered window shade, and your picture on the dresser, it doesn't seem to look the same. All I have are memories, heartaches and pain.
Mr. Mike Garris, and song called Tattered Window Shade. Hope you enjoyed it. It's a great song, and he's got a real nice voice. Really enjoyed him playing with Chris Henry when they were at Mountain Grass Festival. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and that's a big music store in Anglesey Street in Hamilton. And they've been serving the musical needs of Hamilton and the surrounding districts for more than 50 years and doing a fine job. Just go and visit them at the shop sometime. Everyone is a musician that works in the shop, and they'll be able to help you out. Some great range of instruments, from Martin guitars and Deering banjos right through to more entry-level models. And a big range of accessories that you will probably need sometime: strings, picks, instrument stands, and carry cases, and amplifiers, and all that sort of stuff. Shearer's Music Works, they sponsored music in Hamilton for 50 years, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Big hello to all the Access Radio stations out there that are listening throughout New Zealand. This show is played first from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton on Tuesday nights, and then gets around the Access Radio stations subsequently. And also the Access Radio stations in Canada, thank you very much for listening. And Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, I really appreciate you tuning in to a New Zealand take on bluegrass music. We're going to hear from Vassar Clements, Tony Rice, and the Low Country All-Star Band now. They played some bluegrass-based music, but different. Vassar Clements was always a different fiddle player. First saw him in 1971 at Bean Blossom, Indiana, and in amongst a whole bunch of fine fiddle players, Vassar stood out by his note choice and his timing and just the way he played. Every fiddle player respects the work of Vassar Clements, and he's going to do a song called The Kissimmee Kid here, and in fact we'll let him introduce it.
I think Dickie Best named this tune. That's been, I don't know when the highway call came out, if any of you remember that. And we had to think of a tune to fill up one side of the album, because that one tune that Dickie wrote, I can't remember what the name of it was, but it took about the whole side of the album. We had just maybe a minute left to finish it up. And so I started on this tune, and Dick said, "What you want to call it?" I said, "I don't know." And he said, "Well, you're from Kissimmee, so we'll call it Kissimmee Kid." And it'll be done a little bit different tonight. Thank you.
was a pretty riotous sounding Kissimmee Kid, wasn't it? One of the last performances of live performances of Vassar Clements. After that, he pretty much stopped playing. So it's good to have that on recording there. Tony Rice, superb guitar break, and Scott Vestal on banjo, amongst others. We're going to go back to Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs now. The Korean War brought out lots of really good bluegrass songs, and this is one of Flatt and Scruggs. It's one called Pray for the Boys.
Don't forget to often pray for the boys so far away. They have gone to fill your place out there. They're on the battle line in defense of yours and mine. Hold him up to God in humble prayer.
When the smoke of the battle clears off, my eyes are filled with tears as I see some other sun so still. I am thankful for your prayers to the one who always cares, and I pray that I may do his will.
Don't forget to often pray for the boys so far away. They have gone to fill your place out there. They're on the battle line in defense of yours and mine. Hold him up to God in humble
the beach head far away goes a boy for you to dame, and I know he thinks of home and you. When in prayer your head is bowed, mention those who are out there now. Pray the Lord your dead to him be true.
Don't forget often pray for the boys so far away. They have gone to fill your place out there. They're on the battle line in defense of yours and mine. Hold him up to God in humble prayer.
Oh yeah, they did some good songs, didn't they? That was Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. While we're on the subject of sort of war songs, this is a classic, and it's not one that you might normally expect to hear on a bluegrass show, but I guess some of my music's like that. I'm involved in country music at that, and I've always enjoyed this particular song. It's one from the Dixie Chicks, and it's called Traveling Soldier.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in the cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking, feeling a little low. She said, I'm off and over and down where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care, I got no one. Sit soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone. Well, my letters say the soldier's coming home. So the letters came from an army camp in California. Then thinking them, and he told her of his heart might be loving all of the things he was so scared.
Dixie Chicks playing in front of a very, very large crowd. Easter Friday, Good Friday, I played with my boys and an enlarged Trentworth's group at the Easter camp for a youth camp out at Mystery Creek. And there are 2,000 or 3,000 young people out there, and we played for a hoedown and then for a concert. And it was really good fun, I tell you, but it sounded a little bit like the Dixie Chicks concert, dare I say it. Because there's a whole bunch of yelling, screaming teenagers, and we had them dancing furiously throughout the whole set, and it was a lot of fun. I looked along, it was myself and my sons, Sam, Tim, and we had Jeremy playing trombone with us at the brass section in the concert, and then we had Jeremy's son, Tyler, playing percussion with us, and we had Sam's son Lee J playing trumpet, and we had a ringer Brian Goodhall playing trumpet as well. So we had our standard group supplemented with Tyler, and we had a brass section, and we did all sorts of stuff, and we had heaps of screaming teenagers, and I just thought, here's this old guy standing there playing banjo to a whole bunch, and it sounded a little bit like that Dixie Chicks concert, dare I say it. It's a great song, and It'd be nicer if I'd had a version that didn't have all the audience noise, but very good song. If you get a chance, have a listen to it. Nothing to do with Easter or Anzac, but I'm going to play a song from the Pippi Pickers on Monday, April the 29th. The Trenwiths are playing up at Whangatau Hall in a concert organised by the Talking Tins, Janine and Nat and Barry, and they have regular concerts there on Monday nights at the Whangatau Hall and Acoustic Music and Social Club. And yes, Monday the 29th, ticket price is only $10. It starts at 7 o'clock, finishes about 10 o'clock, and we're playing up there. So come along, make sure you avail yourself of the opportunity to see travelling musicians, and I think you'll enjoy the concert very much. And this is up in the Warkworth, Matakana area, and they do a great song, the Pippies do. Matakana State of Mind, being adapted from the original, but they make it work brilliantly. So let's have a listen to them. This is from the As Is Where Is CD. Here's New Zealand's Pippi Pickers.
Place that I go home, and whenever this big city starts to move too fast, I can kick off these shoes and switch it on. I see a white farmhouse and a flatbed truck and an old barn filled with winter hay, and the barge out in the channel takes its own sweet time. By tonight it'll be 100 miles away. Yes, I can float across the river, wade on up a creek, walk on down a country road, just killing time. No matter where I go, I'll always be in that Matakana state of mind. I can still smell the dirt of a new plow field, watch the sunset on a river till it's gone, and all God's creatures come alive on a moonlit night, make a joyful noise all of their own. And on the laid back summer Sunday after church, kinfolk come around and visit for a while. Yes, I can almost taste what's on my plate, Sunday dinner cooked up southern style. Yes, I can float across the river, wait on up a creek, walk on down, just killing time. No matter where I go, I'll always be in that Matakana state of mind. And if you catch me in a daydream, you will know that I'm in that Matakana state of mind.
Matakana state of mind, that's what you'll be in if you come to the Trenwiths concert at Whangatau Hall on Monday the 29th of April. Well, you're in for what I consider to be a real treat now. I've finally managed to get hold of an album with the early Dillard's music on it. This is what taught us bluegrass music. We had some Flat and Scruggs live at Carnegie Hall and then Vanderbilt University, and then we got a Dillard's album. We actually got them in the wrong order. We got the Dillard's Live Almost album, and then we got the Dillard's Back Porch Bluegrass album. Dillard's, Rodney Dillard on guitar, Dean Webb on mandolin, Doug Dillard on the five-string banjo, and Mitch Jain on the bass. Mitch did all the talking for the band, and they really set the pattern for our bluegrass music, just the way they played, the way they interacted, the way they talked between songs, and they were also influential in some of the songs that we did. Now, from the Live Almost album, I'm just going to play some tracks, just the way that we heard them when we put that album on. Came up with Black Eyed Susie first, and then Never See My Home Again, and then There Is a Time, that great song, really became became a great song, and done by many, many bands, including ours. And then the song Old Blue with its wonderful introduction. And I think this will take you back if you had those albums. If not, it'll remind you of how good this was. This is a live recording. Brings back many memories to me. Enjoy.
And we're all from Salem, Missouri, which I know you've all heard of.
And we're all hillbillies.
I thought I'd better tell you that because you probably thought we were the Budapest String Quartet. We will introduce everybody briefly. Dean over here on the mandolin, Douglas Dillard on the five-string banjo. My name is Mitch. And this, of course, is Rodney. And we have him here to remind you that every 60 seconds, mental illness strikes. At any rate, we're going to do a bunch of old-time things for you, and we're going to start off with a song about our hometown. And unless you've ever been in these little towns in the Ozarks, you wouldn't believe our hometown. They're little bitty places, and they're built on a square, mostly, with a courthouse in the middle of the square. And everybody goes to town on Saturday and do their trading. And you always have about the same things, a bunch of old men chewing tobacco on a street corner and spitting it out in the street to try and make a slick place, get some old lady down out there. And you've always got a 48 Hudson full of Jehovah's Witnesses and things. sort of typical. And usually a street preacher and a bluegrass band of some kind swatting it out there. In later years, this is no longer true because all the bands now are electrified pretty heavy. If you'll listen to this song, I think you can learn more about us and our hometown than maybe you could any other way. It's a song called I'll Never See My Home Again, and Rodney's going to sing it, which I think is fitting, because they'll never let him back.
In the hollow where the pines are standing tall, in the shadow where the woods are dark and still, to a warping weather check, my thoughts keep turning back to my old mountain home below the hill. Oh, I left it in the springtime when the flowers were in bloom, and I told the folks I'd see them in the fall. But the road keeps stretching on through from the cradle to the tomb, and I guess I'll never see my folks at all. I can hear the geese crying in the sky, I can see the dry leaves blowing in the lane, I miss the wood fires on a cold and rainy night, and the trees are scratching at my window pane. Oh, I left it in the springtime when the flowers were in bloom,
and I told the folks I'd see them in the fall. But the road keeps stretching onward from the cradle to the tomb, and I guess I'll never see my folks at all. Years go by and seasons pass away. That home place keeps returning to my mind. I'd give a lot to see that place so dear to me, that hollow in the woods I left behind. Oh, I left it in the springtime when the flowers were in bloom and all the birds were singing in the glen. But the road keeps stretching onward from the cradle to the tomb, and I guess I'll never see my home again. Time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter wind will follow after. But there is love and love is warm. There is a time for us to wander when time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. The time when leaves are falling, the woods are gray, the paths are old. The snow will come when geese are calling. You need a fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wander when time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. Roaming in the springtime, and you'll find your love in the summer. The frost will come and bring the harvest, and you can sleep when day is done. There is a time for us to wander when time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. The path is new, the world is free.
This song is a folk song that you've probably heard done lots of times before. It's about a dog, and the name of the song is Old Blue. And Rodney does a pretty good job of singing this, but I would like to say one thing. He may not sing it the way you're used to, because we didn't know it was ever done any other way except ours till last year, and we heard Joan Baez sing this at a festival we played at, and she had everybody crying and frothing at the mouth, and Rodney bit Pete Seeger on the leg, and it's just a real emotional and moving experience about this old dog. But this song we do a lot different, and I think it's because we got a little different attitude about dogs down home. I know we got a lot different attitude about dogs than they do in Los Angeles, because we don't, you know, shave them up in little balls like they do in Beverly Hills and dye them lavender and stuff. And you may not know this, we don't put rhinestone collars on them too much. You know, if there's a rhinestone collar to spare around the house, it went on Mommy. Dogs are a status symbol down home. And you need four or five of them in the summertime, laying out there in the front yard, scratching for the tourists and all. Well, I started to tell you, though, I think the real reason we do this song so much different is we got privies down home. I don't know if you know what those are. If not, lots of luck. They're a little, kind of a little pine shed, usually, which sits about 100 yards out behind the house in the Ozarks, which in the wintertime is, of course, 100 yards too far. But in the summertime, it's about 100 yards too near. And it's like everything else, you have to have sort of a compromise there. And the thing is, people run foxhounds down there. Well, a foxhound, I don't even know what that is either, but these hounds run in packs of 10 or 20, and they don't have any sense. They're just like, you know. And they won't just run all night, they'll run for a week until finally their paws give out, you know, and they get starved to death and cold, and especially in the winter, and they'll lay up in the first place they can find that's out of the wind, which, if you've left the door open, is your privy. And you talk about something that'll shake your day up. This has happened to all of us at different times. You have to get up maybe in the middle of a cold winter night, a little skiff of snow on the ground, and everything outside, of course, just slicker and deer guts on a doorknob. And you have to go out there for some reason or another, you know. And let me put it this way. If you're up that time in the morning, that kind of weather, it's an emergency thing with you. And you get out there to the privy, finally, through maybe 5 or 6 inches of snow, and you open the door, and here's a big blue tick hound of somebody's curled up in there going, like he built it. And I'll tell you, the long and the short of it is, I figure that anybody that's been growled out of their own privy 5 or 6 times in the winter is not going to sing Old Blue like Joan Baez does.
Just a little bit of the Dillards as we heard them, and I was sitting there listening to that, and I remember that talking that Mitch Jane did in front of Old Blue. I think we remembered all the jokes, and we often used them in our band performances. We were dedicated Dillards fans, I tell you. Oh, that was fun. Of course, as time goes on, there gets to be a bit of sad news. Mitch Jane died in 2010. Doug Dillard died in 2012, and Dean Webb died last year, 2018. And Roddy Dillard is the only surviving one of that quartet of fine musicians. And they bring back some great memories for me. And changed my life probably by the influence that they had on the music that I heard. That was the Dillards, and you heard it on Back Porch Bluegrass. That's what you're listening to. We've got a little bit of time just before we go out. Jim Smoke was a fine banjo player and first came to my notice when I realized he played with Bill Monroe around the 1952-53-54 period. Played banjo on songs like Little Georgia Rose, Close By, Put My Little Shoes Away, and carried on with a life of music, a very amenable gentleman, played country music, bluegrass music, and I have an album which has Michael Cleveland on fiddle and mandolin, Brian Allen on guitar, Sonny Stevens on double bass, Johanna Smoke on piano and vocals, Trevor Painter on vocals on one tune, and he's just playing some great family music. So we're going to hear a couple of tracks from Jim Smoke and his band, Tired of Being Lonesome. And if we've got time, Am I Blue? Here's Jim Smoke.
Dog is hanging round my door. Ain't got no collar, he's been here before. Nobody owns him, he's just like me. Tired of being lonesome, but used to being free. So sit down, Spot, and have a little wine. You bark about your women, I'll bark about mine. We're two of a kind, you and me. Tired of being lonesome, but used to being free. I've got a swing hanging from a tree. I've got some old friends who write to me. Some are divorced and some are so sad, holding on to romance that's going bad. So sit down, Spot, and have a little wine.
So thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you'll join me again next week.
We're two of a kind, you and me. Tired of being lonesome, but used to being free. Supper and just food.